From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A look back at how unemployed workers have fared in the past month reveals better than expected results. The Labor Department's reporting today fewer than expected job cuts in February, 36,000 instead of the 50,000 analysts had predicted, and that leaves the unemployment rate unchanged at 9.7%. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
It came as a surprise to economists. They were expecting more job losses, especially given the terrible weather in the mid-Atlantic states. Analysts had predicted 50,000 lost jobs in February, but the Labor Department is reporting 36,000. Here's economist Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors.
The trend is in the right direction, so I would think by the springtime we're going to start to see job gains each month, which were not going to be substantial, maybe somewhere in the order of 20,000 to 30,000 jobs a month.
But the number of people who've been unemployed for more than 6 months remains unchanged. The report also found there were 1.2 million discouraged workers. Those are people who've given up looking for a job. Sonari Clinton, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama's reaffirming a promise to keep jobs his top priority, saying as much today during a visit to an energy software startup in Northern Virginia known as O-Power.
You're hoping to hire another 100 workers this year? And so this is a model of what we want to be seeing all across the country. Our goal for the economy is to show similar job growth in the months ahead.
He says for companies like O-Power, a tax credit just passed by the U.S. House can help them hire more people this year. The measure still needs to clear the Senate before it heads to the president's desk. The suspects in the 9/11 terror attacks may be tried in a military instead of a civilian court after all. NPR has learned that the Obama administration is close to deciding whether to reverse its position following a spate of criticism. More details from NPR's Dina Temple-Raston.
Sources tell NPR that the administration will likely put Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other 9/11 defendants on trial in a military commission. The White House, for its part, has said that the final decision has not yet been made. But people familiar with the discussion said that it looks like the five men will be tried in a military court. Details are still sketchy, but it's likely that civilian lawyers will be able to take part in the trial. The men would be flown from the prison in Guantanamo Bay to wherever the commission would be set up. It's unclear where exactly that will be. The decision, if made, is a stunning reversal. Attorney General Eric Holder announced back in November that the five would be tried in a criminal court in New York. Opposition to that plan has made the administration rethink its position. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
U.S. stocks are up following positive jobs data today. Last check, the Dow was up more than 120 points. This is NPR. Communists are paying tribute to Joseph Stalin on the 57th anniversary of his death. Today, members of the Communist Party laid flowers in front of the Kremlin wall where the late Soviet dictator is buried. But NPR's David Green reports while some are paying homage, others are condemning any celebration of the dictator.
Stalin's legacy is a prickly topic to bring up with Russians. Few disagree with the history books, which document how the Soviet leader led brutal purges. Innocent people were executed or banished to labor camps. Since his 1953 death, his legacy was revealed and tarnished, including by the Kremlin itself. Nevertheless, today there is growing nostalgia, if not for Stalin himself, then for the former days of Soviet glory. In Red Square to mark Stalin's death, Russian Communist Party leader Gennady Zyuganov said even Stalin's haters must appreciate the greatness of his era. We liberated the whole world, Zyuganov said. We built a nuclear shield. We were the first to fly into space. This and other communist gatherings recently have drawn mostly elderly Russians. Often they carry old photos of Stalin and faded red flags with the hammer and sickle. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Greece's latest attempts at tackling its debt crisis is sparking more protests. In Athens today, thousands of people rallied outside parliament as lawmakers were preparing to vote on austerity measures. General Motors plans to keep operating more than half the dealerships the automaker was going to drop from its network. Today, the company's executives announced it'll give about 600 sites the option to stay with GM. Last year, the company told about 2,000 dealerships it would revoke their franchise agreements as part of a broad restructuring effort. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.